There will be many challenges to face even after the pandemic is over as we try to rebuild our economy and reshape our everyday lives. But one of the biggest challenges may be the immediate and long-term mental health issues so many people will develop as a result. From anxiety to isolation and depression, the mental health implications of this pandemic are vast. A new program just launched in Arizona will address some of those issues. The Resilient Arizona Crisis Counseling Program is now available for free to people statewide. It's being done in partnership with FEMA and SAMHSA at the federal level and Access at the state level. And it's accessible by calling 211, the statewide information and referral phone number. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with Chris Anderson of Crisis Response Network more about it. They're responsible for getting people connected with the program, which is free and anonymous.
Hotlines like this are often set up during disasters, right? Like natural disasters. This is a little different than that. Can you describe that for us?
Sure. So SAMHSA has run a number of these programs after major natural disasters like hurricanes, wildfires, tornadoes. This one is certainly a little different in that it's affecting every community across the country simultaneously. So there are a lot of these programs getting rolled out across the country, and each one needs to reflect the communities that they're really designed to serve. So SAMHSA essentially grants the funding necessary for each state to run it on their own. And Arizona, their services are running through Access and through us and a number of local behavioral health providers around the state.
So you just launched, I know, but what kind of demand are you seeing? Are people calling in?
Yes. Literally, the first hour that we started on Monday morning, we started seeing interest, and we're receiving calls on the 211 Arizona hotline. And that hotline has already been around for a number of years, but we added this service just to get people connected to local behavioral health providers within their own communities. But we already did see great interest right from the moment that we launched.
So what are the kinds of issues, concerns, mental health concerns that people are facing right now in light of this?
Right. So it's very common among all different types of disasters that people are affected by a number of different stresses. And people feel those stresses differently. Some of them are clearly mental stress, and some of them manifest themselves physically. But what we do see almost uniformly is just an increase in stress, anxiety, grief, the sense of isolation, especially with a pandemic. And we see all sorts of cascading behavioral health problems that come as a result of folks experiencing these for long periods of time. You know, specific populations, we look at healthcare workers and caregivers and seniors really feeling isolated, anxious, overworked, add in, you know, massive unemployment concerns. So you have financial concerns. And we just see a lot of impacts that, if allowed to persist with an individual, can turn into much more severe behavioral health issues down the road. So what we want to do is we want to mitigate that as soon as we can.
So we heard a lot at the beginning of this pandemic about concerns about increases in substance abuse, especially for people who have had addiction issues in the past, people concerned about increases in suicide as you see things like unemployment and isolation, as you mentioned. Are those things coming true?
In some ways, yes. We do have to remember that, especially with a pandemic, that a lot of the healthcare concerns and behavioral health concerns we see as kind of a lagging indicator. There are some anecdotal and or localized instances where we do see increases. For instance, on our hotlines with the crisis contact line that we have for crisis behavioral health concerns, we do see some increases year over year from last year with things like anxiety. Now, again, anxiety doesn't necessarily equate to depression, certainly doesn't equate immediately to suicidality, but we do see over time things can further develop. And we do have those anecdotal or localized reports of increased suicidality. Pima County, one that sticks out in Arizona with increased completed suicides.
In the last few minutes here, let's talk about what it is that you're hoping to accomplish here. Like, how can you help them? What kinds of resources can you direct people toward, especially in light of, you know, social distancing and wearing face masks and encouraging people not to be around a lot of other family and friends? Like, are there services you can direct them toward that they can do in a sort of remote way?
Yes. So part of what we're trying to do is connect people up with local crisis counselors that know and understand their communities, can create a longer lasting relationship. And part of what the larger public outreach efforts under this program are is just normalizing the conversations that people should have with themselves and between their family and loved ones. So we're trying to empower people with information that these feelings of anxiety and overall mental stress are normal and people are not alone. So as we offer people solutions, we're really empowering individuals to seek services on their own and then develop positive coping skills to deal with the impacts.
Yeah. What are your major concerns going forward? Because this is very different, like you say, from any other kind of crisis we are used to, and it doesn't have any end in sight.
Sure. So I definitely have concerns that people don't know how to access these services and don't know that it's normal to reach out. If somebody's never experienced anxiety or this type of stress before, I'm worried that people won't feel like it's an option to them. So more than anything, I want folks to be able to empower themselves with good information and know that there are people here in people's communities available to talk and to start those conversations. Long-term, I certainly have concerns about maintaining these types of services. Again, this program is temporary, it's short-term. We'd like to see it last up to a year. But beyond that, we know that the pandemic is going to have far longer lasting effects than 1 year. So I'm hopeful that we can create some community-based solutions even beyond that 1 year period.
All right. That is Chris Anderson, the Emergency Management Program Administrator for Crisis Response Network. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me.